From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues a series of studies in the life of Abraham as he brings the next portion of a message entitled, God's Remedy for Fear. In the face of Abraham's despondency over the delay in having the promised son, the Lord appeared to him in a special revelation with the reassuring words, Fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. The narrative shows us God's method in dealing with his discouraged saints. First, the word of God came to Abraham, causing him to focus on the Lord and giving him hope. Then God emphasized his eternal and unchangeable nature, I am. Furthermore, in verse 6 of chapter 15, God set Christ before Abraham as the object of faith. As Dr. Cairns will emphasize, Abraham's faith was real trust in God. Beware of the danger of giving simple assent to the gospel without a heartfelt trust in Christ. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, here's a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, The Dross Purged. The text is Zechariah 13 and verse 9. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, It is my people. And they shall say, The Lord is my God. Grace transmutes us into precious metal, and then the fire and the furnace follow as a necessary consequence. Do we start at this? Would we sooner be accounted worthless that we might enjoy repose like the stones of the field? That would be to choose the viler part, like Esau, to take the pottage and give up the covenant portion. No, Lord. We will gladly be cast into the furnace rather than be cast out from thy presence. The fire only refines, it does not destroy. We are to be brought through the fire, not left in it. The Lord values his people as silver, and therefore he is at pains to purge away their dross. If we are wise, we shall rather welcome the refining process than decline it. Our prayer will be that our alloy may be taken from us, rather than that we should be withdrawn from the crucible. O Lord, thou triest us indeed. We are ready to melt under the fierceness of the flame. Still, this is thy way, and thy way is the best. Sustain us under the trial, and complete the process of our purifying, and we will be thine forever.
Oh,
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We are pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the prophet Daniel. There are 5 articles written by various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church dealing with such subjects as glorifying God in an ungodly world, Daniel, a man of prayer, and the prophet's visions. Also, this issue commences a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of Dr. Ian Paisley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org, or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues. The LTBS website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. Some of the subjects to be dealt with this month include, did God create evil? Does the Bible prohibit the title Reverend? What is the unpardonable sin? And does Hebrews teach that Christians can lose their salvation? These video clips are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
theologians speak about faith, and they use a couple of Latin terms. I don't know why they're so much in love with Latin there, but they use these terms because, I suppose I do know why, it's because it's a dead language. And the great thing about a dead language is a word never changes its meaning. That's why, through the centuries, Latin was the language of theology. So we'll get that out of the way. They talk about faith as assensus, which is the English word assent. I agree. There's an awful lot of people and they say I have faith when they only have the faith of assent. The second word that they use regarding faith is the Latin noun fiducia, which includes assent, gives us the English word fiduciary. What does it mean? It means trust. A belief that trusts everything to what God has said about Christ. And that's saving faith. Don't tell me you're a Christian when all you do is nod your head like a puppet saying, I agree to the facts of the gospel, if you have never from the heart trusted the Christ whom the gospel is presenting. Don't tell me you're a Christian. You're still an unbeliever. The devil nods his head in assent to every single truth about the gospel. He has more sense than many. He knows the truth. Does that save them? No, sir. If you could go into hell tonight, you wouldn't find one person who could not assent to the truth of every single thing in the gospel. But you'll not find one who is trusting. Abraham believed with the belief of personal trust. That's how God sets forth Christ. Trust Him. Trust Him. And you'll be saved. And on that basis of Christ received by faith, God reckons righteousness. Why, that's a great central truth of the gospel. This counting or reckoning is a word John Calvin pointed out centuries ago. This is a word really of judgment. That reckoning and counting, it's a judgment word. Listen, in Leviticus 7:18, speaking of anyone who allows the flesh of a sacrifice of the peace offerings to be eaten in the third day, God says it will not be accepted, neither shall it be imputed unto him that offers it. It shall be an abomination, and the soul that eats of it shall bear his iniquity. What's it mean? He'll be judged guilty. Leviticus 17 verse 4, if a man fails to bring his sacrifice to the door of the congregation, or the tabernacle of the congregation, to offer an offering unto the Lord before the tabernacle of the Lord, blood shall be imputed unto that man. Judged guilty. You remember what Shimei said to King David. He's the man who cursed David when he thought that Absalom was going to be forever king. And then when Absalom's rebellion was squashed, he had to come begging for his life. And he said, let not my Lord impute iniquity unto me. What did he mean? What did he mean? Lord, don't judge me guilty and punish me thereby. That's the idea of imputing. Now the Lord imputes righteousness. This is a verdict. This is a judgment from the courthouse of heaven. And what is God saying? He is saying, I have judged Christ guilty in order that I may never judge you guilty. As Paul puts it in 2 Corinthians 5:21, I have made him to be sin in order that I may make you to be righteousness. I will give a judgment of righteousness. My, that's the glory of the gospel of Christ. And you do it without works. Do it when you receive Christ by faith. Now that's the first great use of the gospel. It's to bring sinners to life eternal. And I would labor this point tonight, if you're in this meeting, without your sins forgiven, without the peace of pardon, without the assurance of grace and eternal life, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation. Oh, I plead with you, as Abraham did, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. But once you are saved, this is where many, many preachers seem to have blinkers on when they get to the Bible. Once you are saved, the gospel is still of vast importance. The gospel by which you were saved becomes the central element in God's dealings with your soul to give you peace and joy and power and victory. In other words, you live your life around this focal point of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So when God was saying to Abraham, fear not, the word of the Lord came. That was the first thing. But the gospel of Christ came. He set before him Christ, his righteousness. There was another sermon outline I was going to preach. See, I said to my wife yesterday that this is a chapter that troubles me. Because I'm doing a hop, skip, and a jump through the life of Abraham. But there are so many ways to look at this chapter. I don't know what way to take it. I thought, I am thy shield, the Lord is saying. I am your refuge. Then he said, I am your reward. And then going to the heart of it all, I am your righteousness. Christian, let me tell you, God sets forth Jesus Christ as our justifier, as our righteousness. That by constant faith, now understand me, listen very carefully. By constant faith, we who have once and for all been justified may enjoy all that is included in Christ our righteousness. The Church of Rome teaches that you can increase your justification. Of course, that's heretical nonsense. You can't increase perfect righteousness. You have it in Christ. But I'll tell you what you can increase, and that is the benefit and the joy and the peace that you derive from it. So many Christians, and they're going through life and they're facing this trouble and that trouble and the other trouble, and they're running from one person to another to find out to deal with how to deal with this. And I'm not berating you who are looking for an answer. Don't get me wrong here. What I am saying is this. There are an awful lot of Christians who are doing that. And the last thing they want to consider is the very heart of God's answer. That is the gospel. I've had people come to see me about various things. Let me put a scenario to you. This would be very broad, speaking of no one in particular. When a person who has sat in this church and has had particular problems comes to see me, and we get down to the heart of the matter, and God gives them light and victory and joy and changes their life, very often they'll talk to someone else about it, and that person will have trouble, and Christian will come and ask, will you see this friend of mine? Well, I have never yet said, no, I will not see anyone. I know preachers, I could name preachers who are so important, and their reputation is so high that they personally refuse to see ordinary mortals like you and me when we have troubles. I have tried to steer clear of that. But I must confess that it is always with a great sense of concern that I do this. I'll tell you why. I'm used to the disappointment when Christians come in. They have this problem or that problem, and I listen carefully. Then I give them the gospel. And I can practically read their thoughts. And what they're saying to themselves is, I am saved. I'm saved already. What's he talking about the gospel for? I know all these things, and yet I'm in this mess. And the awful problem is that we're using language where the words are the same, but the meanings are vastly different. Where they don't understand the gospel. But it has been my experience that where I can get a Christian to understand, to get an insight into the depths of justifying grace and the imputation of the perfect righteousness of Christ and the standing that a Christian thereby enjoys with God, where I can get a Christian to understand that, inevitably, they get the answer to what's troubling them. They don't need a psychologist. They just need the gospel. They need their faith in the gospel like Abram's to be a lifelong trust that is constantly drawing from Christ their righteousness all there is to draw. That's the heart of God's answer for fear. Fear not. And when you stop to think of it, doesn't it make perfect sense? What are you afraid of? What are you downhearted about? What are you worried about? Christ is your righteousness. Does the logic of that not get through to you? This is what God is saying. What on earth are you downhearted about? Christ is your righteousness. Think about it. Ponder it. Weigh every syllable in it. Let it sink down into your heart. And then rise up in rejoicing. I have a perfect righteousness with God. I'm ready to live. I'm ready to die. I'm ready for heaven because of a perfect righteousness. And there's not a thing in the world that the devil can do about it. The second answer.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.